Want a more fault-tolerant data center? Bring the availability of cloud computing inside your data center with the only server built from the cloud up.
Welcome to IT Time, TechNut Radio. I'm your host, Dwayne Barton, a senior IT pro evangelist with Microsoft. And today we have special guest, my buddy and pal, Ed Wilson, scripting guy. How you doing, bud?
Oh, I'm doing great, Blaine.
Excellent. So PowerShell guru, we've got a great special. This is the Valentine's special. It's what we love, we both love, and everybody loves, the 14 things that we love about PowerShell. And we're going to kick it off. So we've got some callers coming in. So what do you think, Ed? Should we take the first question, first caller?
Absolutely. I think we should always begin with the first question.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and take line one, question one.
Hi, Blaine. This is James Stark from Indianapolis. My question is this. I have a lot of different workloads out there. Is Windows PowerShell everywhere I need it to be?
Absolutely. Windows PowerShell is everywhere you want to be. Windows PowerShell 2.0, it released, it shipped in Windows 7, and you've got it on Windows 2008 server, you've got 2008 R2, you got it on, you know, Windows 2012 R2, you've got it on Windows 8, Windows 8.1. Literally, Windows PowerShell is everywhere you want to be. And the neat thing is it can do just about anything that you want it to do.
Excellent. Excellent. So let's take another call. This is question number two from Sean in New York. Go ahead, Sean.
Hi, I'm Shauna from New York. My question was, is Windows PowerShell really readable code? Thanks.
Absolutely, Sean. One of the things that I love about Windows PowerShell is the code really and truly is readable. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to realize that code that says get-process, well, dude, it gets processes. And if I want to get information about a service, guess what? It's get service. If I need to get the event log, it's get-event log. I mean, come on. You know, it does everything. And since this is Valentine's Day, we even have a get-date. Although some of my single friends have said that one doesn't really work too well.
That's great. And we'll go ahead and take line two. Question three from Chris in Carson, California. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey guys, this is Chris from Carson, California, and I just gotta know, is it easy to get started using PowerShell?
Absolutely, Chris. One of the things that is so cool about Windows PowerShell is it's really and truly easy to learn. As I was mentioning to our previous caller, you know, first of all, the commandlet names are easy to understand. You know, get service, get date, get process. You know, all of the, get the event log. Those things work so well together that, you know, it's really easy. You know, it's intuitive. What we say on the PowerShell team is that Windows PowerShell has a high degree of discoverability. But the Windows PowerShell community is very, very, very strong. You know, if you're on Twitter, you could just ask any question about PowerShell you want. You just use a hashtag PowerShell, and people in the PowerShell community, they'll see it, they'll answer it, and the cool thing about Twitter is, like, dude, it's global. You know, so you can ask a question at 3 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. There's always going to be somebody hanging around out there. They're on Facebook. We've got forums. And one of my favorite, of course, is the Hey Scripting Guy blog. Publishes 7 days a week, 365 days a year, twice a day even. You know, so there is a ton of information about PowerShell there. And then we've got books. I know one handsome fellow who's written several books, the PowerShell Best Practices, PowerShell First Steps, PowerShell Step-by-Step. That last book, the Step-by-Step book, is actually being used by some colleges right now as a textbook to do IT training. So yeah, PowerShell is really easy. If you want to see how easy, if you would like to get started with it, go to the Hey Scripting Guy blog and take a look at the Scripting Wife blog articles. The Scripting Wife is, well, she's my wife, and she likes to script. She's an accountant. She's not an IT geek kind of person. And she decided that she wanted to learn Windows PowerShell so she could participate in the scripting games. And so we actually chronicle her learning experience with this. And so, yeah, dude, it's easy.
That's fantastic. Marriage made in heaven, I'll tell you what. let's go over to line 16 and take Wendy from Seattle, Washington. Hi, Wendy. How you doing? You're on the line. I got a little shout-out for you guys, the Seattle Seahawks Super Bowl champion. Go ahead, Wendy, with your question.
Hi, this is Wendy Kahn from Seattle, Washington. My question is Windows PowerShell well-documented via the community and via books and blogs?
Absolutely, Wendy. As I was just saying to the previous caller, we've got the Scripting Guy blog, which is out there 7 days a week, 365 days a year, twice a day. We've got the community via via Twitter, Facebook, Google Groups even. We just finished a community event in Charlotte about a week ago. There were over 200 people that came in from 11 different states, and they spent the day, all day Saturday, learning about Windows PowerShell. We even had three different tracks. We had a beginner track, we had an advanced track, and then we had another track that we called Posh Pourri, which, you know, it's kind of like a goofy thing, but there was all kinds of stuff. We even wound up having a security track in the afternoon where we had security experts talk about using Windows PowerShell to do security. So absolutely, you know, one of the great, very, very strong things around Windows PowerShell is the community.
Absolutely. Community is crucial for a lot of parts of what we do at every day, including, you know, developers and IT professionals around PowerShell. So we got more questions. Are you ready for the next one?
Sure.
So we got question number 5 from Antonio from Fort Lauderdale. Go ahead.
Hola, this is Antonio, and I love PowerShell. I have spent many sleepless nights writing automated PowerShell scripts. Tell me, am I addicted? Should I see a doctor?
I can tell you for a fact, Antonio, Windows PowerShell is absolutely addictive, but you don't need to see a doctor about it. When I used to travel all around the world, I was teaching Windows PowerShell classes. On the very first day of class, I would actually give them a disclaimer, and I would say, I predict that by the end of this week, at least one of you will become addicted to Windows PowerShell. And it's true. Obviously, I'm addicted to PowerShell. I was at a training center one time in Phoenix, Arizona, and one of my friends came up to me and said, "Hi, Ed, how are you doing?" I looked at him. I said, $lovely, without even thinking about it. So, yeah, PowerShell's addictive. You'll start talking in PowerShell code among your friends. You'll look at a friend and say, "Get dash dinner." Yeah, addictive. But the good thing is you don't need to see a doctor about it. It is contagious, but it's not deadly or anything. So you'll be fine.
That's right, Antonio. And the only doctor you'll need to see is Dr.
Scripto. Dr. Scripto.
So question number 6 on line 8. Let's take that one. It's Janelle from San Francisco. Go ahead, Janelle.
Hi, my name is Janelle Crothers from San Francisco. My question is, we're on version 4 now. Does PowerShell get better with age?
Absolutely, Windows PowerShell gets better with age. Each version of Windows PowerShell has added brilliant new features. PowerShell 1.0 was very, very good. I enjoyed it. I loved it. It was very powerful. Could do a lot of stuff. And Windows PowerShell 2, we added features like remoting. And people go, "Oh my goodness, look at that." In PowerShell 3, we added workflow. And people said, "Dude, workflow." In PowerShell 4, we added desired state configuration. And people said, "Oh my goodness, desired state configuration." In PowerShell 5, I can't tell you. I love my job, but it does keep getting better.
Fantastic. And we're talking about the 14 things we love about PowerShell. We've got callers all around the nation calling in today. We're going to take question number 7 with Misty from Venice Beach. Go ahead, Misty.
Hi, this is Misty from Venice, you know, like the beach, not the city. And like, I wanted to use PowerShell to do some stuff. And like, is Windows PowerShell easy to use?
Misty, Windows PowerShell is so easy to use that if you had a chimpanzee at home, he would be able to start typing and would be able to do stuff. Matter of fact, studies have shown that many primates become very, very good at using Windows PowerShell. You've heard of the famous script monkey, perhaps? Hey, the script monkey loves Windows PowerShell. So yes, it's easy to use. It's easy to try, but it is addictive, as we've mentioned earlier. So Misty, go for it.
Yeah, people are nuts about it. So question number 7, line 14. We've got Max from Port St. Lucie. Go ahead, Max.
Hi, my name is Maximo Trinidad, better known as Florida's Mr. PowerShell. I've been using PowerShell for a long time, but recently have some system administrator that want to learn this new technology. So, my question to Mr. Ed Wilson is, does it get easier to find help?
Of course it's easy to get help. As a matter of fact, you type get-help. And the cool thing about it is we have the help is in Windows PowerShell, and we can update the help. Guess what? It's update help. And if you want to get help from online stuff, so for instance, you're working in your Windows PowerShell window and you would like to see the latest and greatest help, but maybe that's on TechNet or something, it's get help dash online, and then it goes online and gets it. So yes, it's easy to get help. And if for some reason the information wasn't there, jump over to Twitter, type the question, type pound PowerShell. People in the community will find it. They love to help. Or if you don't like Twitter, you can go to the Scripting Guys forum. You can ask your question there, and you'll get the answer. You can go to the Scripting Guys Facebook page and ask questions there. People like to do that. You can go to Google Groups and ask questions. I mean, dude, the help is everywhere. You know, the best, you go to a restaurant, you're at McDonald's, you're sitting there eating a burger, you know, and somebody says, hey, you know, would you like fries with that? And you go, no, but I would like some PowerShell. It's everywhere.
Sometimes I wonder if you need to put in and type in there, Ed, get help. Sometimes. question number 9, Ed's coming in from Bo from Nebraska. Go ahead, Bo.
Hi, my name is Bo Prox from Nebraska. I would like to know, is Windows PowerShell self-discoverable?
Absolutely, Bo. One of the things that I love about Windows PowerShell is that, in fact, it is self-discoverable. When we take trips, Teresa generally drives, and I'm sitting over there on my laptop or using my Surface, and I'm just playing with PowerShell. And the commands that I use when I'm playing with PowerShell, I use get help to find out what a commandlet does. I use get member so I can find out what information that it exposes. And I use get command so that I can actually find the commands that I want to look at. I don't need to be connected to anything. I can just simply open up my Windows PowerShell console and start typing this stuff. And using those three commands, get help, get member, and get command, I can discover and figure out anything that I need to do in Windows PowerShell. So, Bo, yes, it is extremely discoverable.
Excellent. And, Ed, we've got a call coming in from Canada. So we got Sean on the line. Question number 10. Go ahead, Sean.
Hello. My name is Sean Kearney, Windows PowerShell MVP from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. And my question for you is Windows PowerShell self-documenting?
Hi, Sean. Should I say A? So, yes, Windows PowerShell is self-documenting. One of the things that's really cool about Windows PowerShell is because the code is so readable that it really does, in fact, become self-discoverable. So, for instance, I could type get-process and get a listing of processes. I pipe that to select, and then I look at the name and the process ID. Well, that just told me that that command gets the processes and it returns the name and the process ID. And then from there, I pipe it to sort and I'm sorting by the process ID. So the PowerShell code is so easy to read that when you look at it, it really does become self-documenting. Yeah, in other languages, I've seen stuff where somebody has they've typed in some really obscure, confusing code, and then they have to put a comment there that lets you know what that code does. You know, I mean, you would look really silly doing that in PowerShell. Get-process, comment, this gets processed. You know, get-date, comment, this gets dates. You know, get-event log, comment, this gets the event log. I mean, come on. You know, you don't need to do that. PowerShell literally is self-documenting.
Great, great. We got question number 11 coming in. June from Utah. Go ahead, June.
Hi, my name is June Blender, and I'm from Escalante, Utah. And my question is, does Windows PowerShell really save IT time?
Absolutely, June. One of the things that's really cool about Windows PowerShell is that it is, in fact, a great time saver. So an example that just happened around the scripting house not more than just a few weeks ago was that we had Windows PowerShell Saturday just last week. And so the scripting wife wanted to send email out to everybody who had attended PowerShell Saturday the previous year. And so she had the list and she was going through it. And so she was like, you know, typing these emails out. You know, and after an hour, she had only done 20 emails. And this is even with cutting and pasting, you know, pretty much boilerplate type of email. And so I just kind of seen her, and I said, well, what are you doing? She says, well, you know, I'm sending these emails out. And I said, you know, I could script this for you. And she says, well, yeah, I didn't bother you. I knew you were kind of busy and stuff. And I said, look, it won't take me long at all. I went upstairs to my office, opened up my laptop, and literally 15 minutes later, the script was running, and 20 minutes later, it was done. So in 20 minutes, I sent off 180 emails, and in 60 minutes, she was able to do 20. So, yeah, that definitely saves time. And, you know, the poor scripting wife would have been working all night long trying to send out those emails, and I did it in, you know, less than an hour.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, we've got – are you ready for more questions?
Absolutely.
The lines are lighting up over here. Let's take line number 7. And that's going to be question number 12 from Dave from Washington. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi, this is Dave Bishop from Redmond, Washington. And my question is, does Windows PowerShell really save IT money?
Well, Dave, your question is actually a little bit similar to June's. You know, as I say, you know, time is money. And but, yeah, absolutely. One of the things that that can be considered saving money is that Windows PowerShell is actually going to help you with your uptime. So when I used to teach classes, I would ask people, hey, how many of you have ever ran a command on a server and you didn't know what that command was going to do? And you know what? Among IT pros, literally 80 to 90% of that class would raise their hand. Yeah, and then I would say, and how many of you did this on a production server? About the same number of hands went up. And then, you know, the people that didn't raise their hand, you know, they're getting all smug and stuff, you know. They go, yeah, man, you guys are like dangerous cowboys over there, you know. Yeehaw. But I said, no. I mean, you know, you go to TechNet, you've got a problem on your server, you know, you get look at some obscure command, you cut and paste, and you hope that it's right. And you're doing this on a production server because you really don't have any choice. And with this PowerShell, guess what? You've got a choice. Because when you write this long command, you know, get disk, you pipe it to format disk or something, and you want to know what that does? Dude, you use dash what if, W-H-A-T-I-F, what if, and you press enter, and it says, I hope you updated your resume because if you actually run this command, we're going to format all your drives on your server. No, it doesn't do that. It's not quite that good, but it does tell you it's going to format drive C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, and hopefully your resume wasn't on drive K. So, sweet. So, all you do, you use this dash what if. Yeah, and I absolutely predict that if you do this, you're going to add at least 0.1, 0.2% to your uptime for the year, and that is money.
Yep. And you don't want to use the command WTF by deleting everything.
That's not an approved
definitely,
date list, no.
Definitely. So we'll go back over to line number 8 here. We've got another question coming in. This is question number 13 as the countdown all the way to 14. What we love about Windows PowerShell. And we got Brian from North Carolina. Go ahead, Brian.
Hello. My name is Brian Wilhite from Salisbury, North Carolina. And my question is knowing Windows PowerShell good for job security?
Hey, Brian, absolutely. PowerShell MVP Don Jones says it this way. Learn PowerShell or learn to say, do you want fries with that?
Yeah, and then followed with supersizing. you got to upsell, right? So dollar more, you can supersize that. So let's take the final last question, question number 14. This is a great one from Ashley from Ohio. Go ahead, Ashley.
Hi, this is Ashley McGlone from Ohio. I don't always script, but when I do, should I use PowerShell? Why or why not?
Absolutely, Ashley. That's the most interesting question I've had all day. So yes, when you're using Windows PowerShell, yeah, if you have to script, yeah, use PowerShell. And the reason is, I've done a lot of Hey Scripting Guy blogs, and now I'm not one of these guys that says, yeah, don't VBScript is horrible, use PowerShell. You know, I'm not going to do that, you know, because, you know, I love VBScript. I wrote like 4 or 5 books on it, you know, and, you know, VBScript was so complicated, people bought those books. I mean, they flew off the shelves, you know. So I'm not going to say anything bad about VBScript, but the simple fact is that you can literally take a VBScript that was like 25 or 30 lines long, and you can replace it with a single line command in Windows PowerShell. And so because of this, you know, you just get so much, you know, you know, it just compounds the energy so much, you know, that it works really, really well. If you're going to script, you should think about writing your new scripts in Windows PowerShell. Now, I'm not the kind of guy that's going to tell you to go out and translate every script that you've ever written into PowerShell. First of all, translating code is not really good, because if you do that, you're not going to be able to take advantage of the really cool features of Windows PowerShell. So instead, what you want to do is exactly what you said. You know, when you have to write a script, do it in PowerShell. You'll see that it's so much easier to use. It's going to be easier to maintain. It's going to be easier to understand. And PowerShell is part of the strategic direction at Microsoft. And so because of that, then, you know, you're going to be finding new commandlets and stuff that are going to make your job so much easier. Yeah, so I don't always script either, but when I script, I use PowerShell.
So, Ed, I have a special letter that was just sent in. I'm going to read it to you, and maybe you can give us an answer on this. I'm not going to share the name. I'm going to keep it anonymous. But the letter says, I'm at my wit's end. I just started going out with PowerShell, but it really does not seem to like Azure. I mean, if we cannot create new virtual machines, then I feel our relationship is doomed before it ever gets started. I sort of like PowerShell. It seems sexy and sleek. I love the powerful ways it handles the pipeline. But if it does not love Azure, is it all for naught? Can you help?
Absolutely. Windows PowerShell can definitely help, and I can help you because you're going to be able to keep your relationship together. The important things of relationship, of course, is being able to talk to one another and to understand one another. And so we actually have an Azure module. And so once you import that Azure module, then you'll be able to tell a PowerShell that we need to be able to create a new VM, and you'll be able to manage it in ways that you never dreamed. So once you get PowerShell and as you're talking, then your relationship will just, you know, go to a new level. And I think that once you do that, you'll be able to maintain that love that you had at first sight.
Awesome. Hey there, we have a special poem too that we'd like to play for you. So let's take a listen to this. Here we go.
Ah, how do I love thee, PowerShell? Let me count the ways. I love thee for thy commandlets, a verb and noun to see, that simple pair of wonder unleashed for you and me. I love thee for thy objects, unlocked for all to use, the methods and the madness, yet never do they bruise. I love thee for thy help, which makes life oh so fine, the basics and examples, and more of it online. I love thee for the shell of rich and lovely blue that shimmers on the flat screen and makes me feel anew. I love thy integration. You seem to work with all. Using SIM and MOF, you're always on the ball. Oh, thy workflows and remoting, modules and DSC, easy to build commandlets that set the systems free. On this brightest day of hearts, with forgiveness in the air, with speakers tweeting love, admins smiling without care, I beg thee, PowerShell, and I'm asking on my knees, forgive last Monday's use of BB script. I ask you, oh, so please.
Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in to IT Time TechNet Radio and with Ed Wilson, the scripting guy, PowerShell guru. Thank you, Ed, for being on TechNet Radio.
Blaine, thank you very much for having me. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you for all the callers that called in today around the 14 things we love about PowerShell. And with that, Blaine Barton closing it out, it's a wrap.